Quilts for Kitty by Don Long. Pictures by Judith Kunsley. Kitty's grandma lived in another country, far across the sea. She always sent presents at Christmas and on Kitty's birthday. In her letters, she often wrote the words of old songs. She wanted to teach these songs to Kitty, but she died before she could come for a visit. Kitty's dad wanted to go to the funeral, but it was too far away. Kitty had never seen him cry like that before. Kitty and her mum hugged him. A few months later, a parcel came. It was wrapped in crinkly brown paper and tied up with a long piece of string. There were lots of stamps with lovely flowers on them. The parcel was for Kitty. Inside the parcel, there was a te vaivai, a quilt that had belonged to her grandma. It was old and torn. Kitty helped her mum to mend the quilt. "Look at these stitches," mum said. "They are so tiny." Kitty traced the pattern with her finger. "It goes in and out and up and down, just like the words of a song." Kitty helped her mum to wash the quilt. "Be careful," said mum. "It's very old." They hung the quilt out on the washing line. It looked like a big, wet rainbow hanging with their clothes. That night, Kitty's dad didn't read her a story. He talked to her about her grandma instead. "This old te vaivai used to be on your grandma's bed," he told her. "See this pattern? That's a flower that grew in her garden." In the night, Kitty woke up. The moonlight lay spread across her bed. She remembered a song her dad used to sing. She tried to remember the words and wondered if her grandma had ever sung them. She thought about her grandma until she fell asleep again. "Was that you singing last night?" Kitty's dad asked at breakfast. "I haven't heard that song for years. I used to sing it to you when you were little. Your grandma liked to sing it while she did her sewing." "I couldn't remember all the words," Kitty told him. "Maybe Dad will sing it with you when he puts you to bed tonight," her mum said. "Better hurry up now. It's nearly time for school." And she gave Kitty a big hug.